number 8, please.
Item number 8 is from the Director of Child Support Enforcement requesting authorization to execute extension of genetic test contract between Child Support and Orchid Cellmark, Inc., effective January 1, 2012 through December 31, 2012.
Good morning, Director. How are you doing, Director Sullivan?
I am very well, Chairman Johnson. Thank you very much. And members of the committee, I have before the committee today 5 contracts, the first of which is the Orchid Cellmark genetic testing renewal. This was a 3-year contract. These are the guys that provide the Q-tip swabs for the genetic testing when we do paternity establishment. They've got a couple of folks who are actually on site over in the safety building when we're doing paternity establishment, and we send that person down the hall. It's a very quick Q-tip swab on the inside of the cheek. The testing is done of the mom, the potential father, and also baby. It's a critical step in establishing paternity so that we can have an order put in place and begin to start the child support process. The pricing on this is $32.25 per test. We perform between 7,000 and 8,000 of these a year. There's also a significant potential that our number of these will actually start picking up. There's a piece of legislation going on right now in Madison which would require mandatory genetic testing in all cases. We don't know whether or not that's necessarily going to pass, but there's $475,000 that's already budgeted in the department budget for this right now. This is the first of 2 potential extension years, and I request your approval.
Thank you, Director. Supervisor Weisshardt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At this time, I'd like to move approval of number 8.
Any comments, questions by committee members? Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Supervisors Jurcich?
Aye.
Weisshardt?
Aye.
Cesaris?
Aye.
Rodrick?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Biddle?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
7-0, no, that item is approved.